Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. Today is Thursday, January 29th. The year is 2015. Can you believe one entire month has slipped by for the year of 2015? I can't. It's no wonder our New Year's resolutions fall by the wayside so quickly. I feel it's because time flies and is not in our direction. Time flies away from us. Next month it's February, and you have so many events coming up during the month of February. First of all, it's Black History Month. I mean, I always look forward to Black History Month. I already have a Black History Month guide that came in the paper with all the local Black History Month events. So that's one thing that relates to the month of February, which is starting in a few days. Secondly, the Super Bowl takes place in February. This year, the Seahawks are playing the Patriots, and a lot of people are getting ready for the Super Bowl, talking about tailgating and the whole nine, the big screen TV, inviting friends over, dips and chips. Thirdly, during the month of February, you have Valentine's Day. A lot of marriage anniversaries take place on Valentine's Day, and that includes mine. Last year, I learned that a young man I grew up with, he has a mutual anniversary on Valentine's Day. That was remarkable because we have a lot of things that coincide in our lives, our job, our marriage, the number of years we've been married, without even relating to one another over the past 30 years. There are a lot of good movies coming out next month, during the month of February. I'm not going to promote them, but just giving you the one up. So now let's get back to tonight. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Gall, and the name of my show is You Talk Too Much. My show is a featured show in the Blog Talk Radio lineup of shows. My show tonight is a continuation from a show I held 2 weeks ago on January 15th. Tonight's show is part two of Goals. That's G-O-A-L-S, Goals, Plans, and Actions for 2015. My call-in number is 1-714-242-5273. Thank you so much for listening. So let me move on. 2 weeks ago, I talked about setting goals. I talked about first setting some broad goals and then breaking them down from a big picture into a small picture. I talked about the term SMART as it represents goals. The S in SMART, the word SMART is specific, the M is measurable, the A is attainable, the R relates to being relevant, and the T relates to having time-related goals, such as setting a due date, a due, S-U-E, due date for your goals. I talked about making goals that sound positive, using positive words such as I will, I can, setting priorities, setting up priorities in order to assist you with accomplishing your goals, meaning moving distractions out the way, keeping your goals incremental, taking your time, doing a little bit at a time, so you can accomplish your goals, and keeping track of your progress. Some people develop some type of chart to help them keep track of their progress. And one thing we can do is reward ourselves for accomplishing any of our set goals. This is whether or not your goal is for the year, whether or not your goal is for the month, whether or not your goal is for the week, or whether or not your goal is for the day. Say if you have a financial goal to become debt-free and you pay off one credit card, hey, reward yourself. Celebrate. That's what people are saying. Celebrate so that you can have a feeling of achievement. Celebrating gives you the feeling of achievement. So then we talked about methodologies such as setting specific manageable goals. So you want to say specifically what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, such as if you want to get married, you would determine you're going to get married, who you're going to marry, how you're going to get married, all the details and that relates to getting married. If you want to apply for college, do that. Determine how much where you're going to go to college, what you're going to major in. What you're going to major in will probably determine which college you're going to go to and how you're going to pay for college. If you want to get a job, understand that involves job hunting, resumes perhaps, or going online or attending job fairs. If you want to do something simple, health-related, such as lose weight or run a marathon, all those things relate to setting goals. And most people do attempt to do that when the new year comes in. And this is the new year 2015. So that's why I decided to talk about setting goals, having plans, and then the actions related to those plans to achieve those goals. This is really a time-consuming task. That's why I had a part one 2 weeks ago and a part two tonight. One tip is to listen to people whose achievements you respect and ask for their advice. If you know someone who has done what you want to do, find out how they did it and try to copy them. Write down your goals and prioritize them. Do the things that are most important right now or do the things that need to be done right now, and then decide some of the things that you actually have time to accomplish. Now, in reference to planning, in order to achieve your goals, okay, whether you are facing a problem or trying to sort out your life or simply want to structure your day, you are going to need a plan. That's P-L-A-N. Making a plan can seem daunting, but with some diligence and the right tools and a little creativity, you will be able to lay out a plan and start achieving your goals. You can have a plan for the day. Regardless of how you do it, sit down with a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil. You can lay out your plans in a journal. You can lay out your plans in a spiral notebook. You can lay out your plans on a blank piece of paper or even on your computer. But you got to have some type of plan. List out what you need to get accomplished that day, including appointments. You can actually list out your activities for a day according to time frame, such as if you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, what do you do? Do you eat? Do you read the paper? Do you pray? At 7 o'clock in the morning, do you exercise? So these are, you can go from 7 o'clock in the morning all the way until 9 o'clock at night, your time for your spouse or your time for relaxation. And so like I'm saying, as a part of your plan, your written plan, you can also give yourself a timetable. And that timetable could be daily. You can have a weekly timetable of what you want to accomplish, a monthly or an annual timetable. And like I mentioned 2 weeks ago, you can refocus yourself every day. If you find yourself getting off track, take a look at your timetable. And let that timetable help put you back on track. At the end of your day, review your timetable or review your plans to determine, did you do what you really wanted to accomplish that day? You can create a life plan for yourself by determining the roles you want to play if you want to be a businessman, okay? Determine what being a businessman encounters and start doing those things. Determine the reason behind the roles you're playing. If you're a business person, why do you want to be a business person? You know, is that a symbol of accomplishment for you? If you want to be a mentor, you know, you decide that one of your volunteer activities that would be included in your timetable for maybe a couple of days a week. If you want to be a mentor, determine what a mentor is, who you want to mentor, why you want to mentor somebody, and create a plan, you know, to do it. How often? Now, part two is creating goals and creating your plan. Create broad goals that you want to achieve in your entire life. Now, a broad goal could be some of the things I just discussed. It could relate to your career. You can say, you know, I want a certain career. I want to travel. I want to be social, meaning make friends, join clubs. That's a broad goal. You may want a specific type of health. You say you want to get back to weighing 140 pounds, the weight you weighed when you were 30 years old. In relation to your finances, you can create a broad goal, such as being debt-free or saving for your children's college education. Those are some examples of goals, but then you can also, those are some categories of goals. Let me put it to you that way. But then you can also create specific goals, such as you want to write and publish a book, or you want to travel across the United States on a train. Or, like I said before, in relation to health, you may specifically say you want to lose 40 pounds or 20 pounds, or you may want to save money to send your children to college. So you have categories of goals such as career, travel, social, health, finances, spiritual, self-development. Now, spiritual may include your role in relation to your religion or your church, you know, something similar to that. Or it may be in relation to your cultural activities. So, okay, let's create some specific goals with specific dates and time frames. So, say if you want to write a book, you can say, I want to write a book this year. I heard a friend of mine, Miss Tracy Moore, that I interviewed a couple of weeks ago, she said she's writing, I think, maybe more than one book during the year of 2015. She has already made that a goal for herself. So, and then you need a time frame in relation to writing a book and also actions. So in order to assist you with that, you may want to assess your reality right now, okay? If it's in relation to finances, what's your net worth right now? How many bills do you owe? What do you intend to pay off and when? If you're writing a book, have you started yet? Do you have a title in mind or a subject and all these types of things? And figure out, like I said, how you're going to reach those goals. Are you going to write a chapter every day? Or 3 pages of a chapter every day, or 200 words. Maybe you want to write a movie. You don't necessarily have to write a book. And then you write out steps to help you achieve all of those goals. Everything that you say, you may need a written guide to assist you. You need a time frame. You need a broad goal, then you need to break that down to something more general. Use a time frame. Think, okay? That's a word that I heard people using recently. And to think is important. Being a thinker is important. The people who achieve the most, and I realized this recently too, people like Mr. Donald Trump, multimillionaire, people like Miss Oprah Winfrey, multi-millionaire and billionaire. These people think, determine what it is that they want to do, what direction their life is going to take, and then they create goals, plans, and actions that help them to get where they feel they need to go. Also, after you do that, after you create goals, plans, and actions, you need to revisit those things. Now, you can revisit them daily or you can revisit them weekly, but you need to revisit them to know, are you still on track? Why? Because there are so many distractions out here. Emergencies come up. Some things cause us to change our plans, such as if you have in mind to take a trip somewhere and then there's a snowstorm. All right, you need to regroup. Maybe you were taking a trip to do something that perhaps you could do on the telephone. So perhaps you could actually refocus and handle that situation by phone or by email or something similar to that. If not, then you have to wait, and so your timetable may be delayed until you can actually catch a plane or a train or a bus to get to the place you want to go or to travel. Now, when people make a plan, it's because they're usually trying to solve a problem in their life, okay? If a person is a business person, they may have realized they're not making enough money in their business. Why? Because perhaps they don't have enough customers, or perhaps they don't have enough product to sell, or perhaps they're not located in the best spot to disseminate their product to customers. There's always some type of a problem that can be solved by making a plan. Recognize the problem that you are facing. And like I said, sometimes the most difficult part of forming a plan to solve a problem is that you're not exactly sure what the problem is. Now, if you're not exactly sure what the problem is, then I guess you better go back to that word I just mentioned before, start thinking, paying more attention to everything that's going on around you. What you need to do is to get down to the root of the problem, the true problem that you may need to solve. Now, some businesses go out of business because they may not be adequately financed. A wealth of situations. Maybe insurance is costing them too much to keep them in business, you know. So there's a problem, okay. A business person will have goals and plans and actions, okay? But they also are solving a need or for their product. There's a need out there for their product. And if that product is not reaching its target population or providing that need, then there has to be a reason why. So a business person would have to think. In order to become successful, they have to figure out, is there something that's preventing them from earning money, preventing them from providing their product or service to the general public? I mean, maybe they're not open at the right time of day. I've visited businesses and couldn't wait to get there and then got there and discovered that they were closed, at least at the time that I needed them. So what did I have to do? Go somewhere else. So another thing you can do in relation to problem solving, and that's your reason for creating a plan, know what you are hoping the results of fixing your problem will be. So, okay, if you decide on fixing your problem, what will be the result? If you move to another location, your business to another location, what will be the result? If you start selling a different product, say if it's a restaurant and you revise your menu, what will be the result? If you only used to sell breakfast, are you going to now start selling lunch? Are you going to start selling dinner? What is your goal that you hope to reach by solving your problem? There might be more hopes attached to your main goal. Focus on attaining your goal, and the other results will come with it. Your goal is to, like I said, your goal is, if you're in business, is to create a profit. Okay, your business has to deliver a product or service, and it has to be profitable for you because you're usually making an investment of your time and money. And there has to be what they call today an ROI, a return on your investment. And ROI is a return on your investment when it comes to business. Now, determine what you are doing that is affecting the problem. Do you have certain bad habits that are affecting the problem? Some people sell a product but never have anything on their shelf. You know, if you don't actually have any products on your shelves, then you may not be servicing the population or the needs of the community that you're trying to serve. Okay. I remember when I sold makeup at one time, I actually had a shelf that contained all the colors and the lipsticks and the foundations and any product that my customer would need. Consider outside barriers that may be affecting your problem. While a lot of your problem may be caused by your own actions, there may also be outside forces that are working against you. Okay, maybe you're in business in a location where there's no parking, so people just don't really want to come and buy anything from you because there's nowhere to park. Okay, let me move on. Determine some possible solutions for your problem. Form a plan. Now that you figure out what the problem is and have brainstormed some solutions, pick the solution you think will work best and write down a plan for yourself. Writing down a plan will help you visualize an outcome, a positive outcome. It may help you visualize success. Hang your written plan somewhere where you can see it often, like on your mirror that you use when you're getting ready in the morning. You don't need to use all of your solutions that are listed, but you should keep some of the solutions and ideas as backup. Evaluate your plan after a week or on a regular basis. So if you created a plan for success, evaluate it, especially if you're not seeing the success that you had in mind. Keep yourself motivated. The only way you will be successful is if you really stay motivated. If you work better when you are motivated, create a reward for yourself. If you deviate from the plan one day, don't let yourself do it again. Don't lighten up your plan halfway through it just because you feel like you are close to your goal. Stick to your plan and accomplish it. Okay, so now some tips that I have in mind is as you complete a goal, check off your plan so you can see your progress. When adding to the detail of your plans, try to guess what could go wrong and develop contingency plans. And that's a word that a lot of big businesses use, contingency plans. Congratulate yourself on the plans and be excited about your goals. Visualize how your life will be different once you have accomplished these goals, such as if a person finishes college and becomes a college graduate. Hopefully, they'll get a good job and their life will change. So visualize that. Remember that planning is just the work that turns chaos into calm. Okay? The planning is the work that helps to turn chaos into calm. The plan is just the starting point. Have some common sense and don't show your date. Don't show an unreasonable date or create an unreasonable date for your plans. Okay, I want to also just go into a few other things, and that those things are actions. Okay, now, creating a powerful action plan always begins with having a clear purpose, vision, or goal in mind. So you already have a clear purpose, vision, or goal, and then you, in fact, then you create a plan, and then you have actions behind those plans. In fact, the action plan is designed to take you from wherever you are right now directly to the accomplishment of your stated goal. Measurable milestones might include net or gross earnings, sales volumes, number of units sold, new product rollouts, employee training, incentive programs. Now, that reminds me of the company that I'm with now. They do all of that on a daily and hourly basis, if you ask me. Create milestones easily by starting at the end, the accomplishment of the goals, and working your way backwards to the present day and circumstances. Well, that's something that people definitely do, figure out what they want to do and plan backwards. Okay. The point of creating measurable milestones is to give you and your team, you or your team, more tangible goals and targets to work towards. This way it's easier to stay focused and to be encouraged by tangible results. And some people are encouraged, definitely encouraged by rewards. No matter what action items you choose for which phase of your action plan, it is essential that a time frame be attached to absolutely everything. Without follow-up, too many things can slip through the cracks and get missed. So your time frame can also assist you with follow-up. In some cases, missing just one milestone can be enough to set your entire project behind, which means missing the mark for your goal. Regular follow-up is essential in order to prevent this. So you have a time frame attached to what it is you want to achieve. If you want to achieve something within a week, within a month, you know, say you want to finish a book within a month, then you have to figure out if you're going to have so many chapters, 30 chapters, you got to write a chapter every day or 3 chapters a day, however you want to do it. So some of your steps in relation to creating an effective action plan is, number one, know where you're going. Okay. Successful leaders and professionals understand a simple core concept. If you don't know where you're going, you're likely to wind up anywhere. Be specific. Not only must your goal be specific, but you must also create a specific intention as well as a very, very specific task or steps that will move you toward the completion of your goal. Create measurable milestones. Now, I went over that. Once you have a clear picture of what you're out to accomplish as well as what targets you will need to hit throughout the time span for the project period, the next step is to create measurable milestones. Make a list. Create a list timeline of specific action items or tasks to complete in order to hit those milestones. So your time frame will assist you with hitting a milestone. That milestone, like I said, could be the completion of college. It could be buying a car. It could be becoming debt-free. Break large tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Some tasks or milestones may seem more daunting to achieve than others. That's when it makes sense to break larger tasks down into smaller, more manageable. And lastly, put time frames on everything. Without specific time frames and deadlines, now that's a good word, deadlines, work will definitely expand to fill the time allotted, and some tasks may never get done, completed. Create a visual representation of what you want to do. Schedule out your accomplishments. Work your plan, and don't stop until it's complete. Change the date if you must, but never give up on your goals. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Gall, and the name of my show is You Talk Too Much. My topic tonight, January 29th, 2015, is plans and actions for 2015. Thank you so much for listening, and good night.